Joining us now from his stable via satellite is American Pharaoh. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
First time, long time.
It's an honor to have you on the show. And first of all, congratulations on the win at the Derby.
Thank you, George.
And I'm Craig.
I've been listening for a long time. And thank you. I'm looking to have a pretty good race. I think I'm going to do all right.
Well, I hope so.
I know. I'm going to run my horse butt off for sure. But with everything going on in Baltimore, I really considered not running, being a minority horse and all.
A minority horse?
Yeah, and I've had my trouble with Baltimore cops.
Have you?
Believe me, I was pulled over, and it was a clear case of profiling.
Profiling?
Yeah, I told the cop, I said, I'm doing the legal speed limit, why'd you stop me? And he admitted to it. He said, I've just never seen a horse driving a Miata. So you tell me, is that not profiling me?
Yeah.
And that's based on the color and shape of my skin.
Yeah, it is. You were pulled over because you were a horse and for no other reason.
It is a little unusual, I got to tell you.
That's right. Plus, my dad was Egyptian. You know, my mom was from Hearst, but my dad was Egyptian.
Oh, that's why American Pharaoh. Okay.
And my dad got shipped out under W. They accused him of being a horse sleeper cell.
Oh, you all right?
Sorry about that. I got a little bit of a cold.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to lose this thing so bad, man.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Craig, I just have no confidence that I'm going to win this thing.
Wow, why is going to affect the betting line.
Well, because my competitors are good, man.
Like who's good?
Oh, man, that firing line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's real fast.
Yeah.
He can run real fast.
Well, he's a racehorse.
Yeah, all those horses.
He's a ridiculous conservative, but he's a good racehorse. I tell you, he cornered me in the stall the other day, and all he wanted to talk about was Jade Helm 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, I've never been on those horse forums. I don't know who Jade Helm 15 is. And he went on to talk about the military or something. And then that Mr. Z.
Yeah.
He scares the fool out of me, man.
Why?
Well, he used to be a mafia hit horse.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, it would be like, I forget which family he worked for, but they would invite like another mafia don to go horseback riding.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Z would clothesline him up under a sycamore tree. And then Zacchaeus would fall out over top of him. It was just scary, man. It was weird stuff.
He would do the family's dirty work for them.
That's right, George.
Oh, it's Craig. That's Craig there.
And don't get me started on how disgusting it is to race against Divining Rod.
He's the 12-1 favorite.
Oh.
Why?
He runs with an erection.
That's why he's
called disturbing.
Divining Rod.
That is the Divining Rod. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to win, but I like talking.
How can you say that? You're the favorite. Everyone thinks you have a chance to win the Triple Crown.
Man, I'm a rider, not a racer.
Really?
Yeah, and that's why I want to promote. I'm going to be at the flagship Barnes & Noble on Northwest Highway.
Mm-hmm. When?
The next week.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be selling copies of my inspirational new book, Never Say Nay. Yeah, it's my latest.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've done a few different books, but this is my first inspirational book. I've done etiquette books and young adult. My young adult novel of rebellion was a big seller for me.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
Sowing Your Oats. And it was a heartbreaking tale of a filly and the gelding who loved her.
Oh, wow.
It's Sowing Your Oats.
Sounds heartbreaking, yes.
And then my etiquette book, I think I sold two copies of that. It was like the etiquette of proper horse greetings. And
yeah, it's not a big market.
Not a big market, but no. you can find it on eBay from time to time. It's called Hay is for Horses, and it's about how to greet other horses.
Hay as in H-E-Y.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. I get it. Yeah.
All right. Well, forget about all this book stuff. You got the Preakness to run tomorrow. Come
what's
on.
That? What's that? You is that tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, crap, meat. Dang. Are you serious?
Yeah.
See, I tried to put it in my iPhone, but my hooves just kept clicking on the screen, and I couldn't quite get it in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just trying to remember when it was. I thought that was in September.
No. These come in pretty quick succession, these three big races.
Dang, I better get out there and practice.
Okay.
Right, bring it back down.
Okay. We'll bring it back down.
Hey, can I give a shout out to my mom in Hearst?
Sure.
To Gloria Pharaoh, just wanted to say I love you, Mama. I'm gonna win this one for you.
Aww.
And if not, I'm gonna lose it for you. So either way, I'm honoring you.
That's nice. Yeah. All right, American Pharaoh.
Hey, is the Hardline there in studio?
No. Not yet.
Okay. All right. I'll see y'all later.
All right. See ya. There's American Pharaoh tomorrow. He'll try to win the second leg of the Triple Crown at the Preakness.